vote, yes ma'am, what's your name?
Rachel Gonzalez.
Okay, who is Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes, it is me.
Okay, the Honorable Ms. Lorraine House will be conducting your, she will be the lead for your hearing, so just hold on, Ms. Gonzalez.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Rachel Gonzalez, 300251.
Thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the three allegations that are on your warrant of arrest. I see that you signed on May 14th, you signed a form that told you the hearing would occur today. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or are you representing yourself?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. The members of the board conducting the hearing today are, you can't see us, normally we'd be on the video, but it's not working. We have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be taking the lead on your hearing today.
Okay.
We also have with us in the room Mr. Westby, who's with the Department of Corrections. He will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So before we start, I need to swear you both in. So Ms. Gonzalez and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Westby.
I do. At this time, the department requests to make an amendment to page one of the warrant. There is a typo at the bottom of the page in the exhibit section. The conditions have the wrong date.
Okay.
The date for the conditions of supervision should be March 30th, 2018.
Instead of March 9th?
That is correct.
Okay. All right, Ms. Gonzalez, we made it. It's a typo error on the front of the warrant. So I just want to make you aware of that. There's a wrong date. It says March 9th, and it should say March 30th. So we've gone ahead and made that change. Okay. So, Ms. Gonzalez, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of your supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one of your hearing, I'm going to read each of these three allegations to you, and as I finish each one, I need you to tell me whether it's true or false. So we'll start phase one of your hearing. The first allegation was that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about April 17, 2018, for the TASC GCMS lab report dated April 20th, 2018. Ms. Gonzalez, is this true or false?
True.
That's true? Okay. And the second allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about March 22nd, 2018, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated March 30th, 2018. Ms. Gonzalez, is this true or false?
True.
Okay. And then the third and final allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about March 7th, 2018, per the TASC lab report dated March 8th, 2018. Ms. Gonzalez, is this true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Based on Ms. Gonzalez's admission, I move to find her delinquent, as she violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Johnson, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Ms. Gonzalez, we'll start phase two of your hearing then. The board voted both to find that you were in violation of your conditions. But in phase two, we talk with you a little bit and then determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case. So just give us, hold on the phone there, and we'll be right back to talk some more with you.
Okay,
thank you. Mr. Westby?
On January 8th, 2018, Ms. Gonzalez was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. She was arrested April 24th, 2018 by ABC staff, learning of the charges. She is back in DOC custody April 24th, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of August 5th, 2018, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2017, burglary, third degree, 1.5 years. Prior convictions, 2015, burglary, third degree, 1.5 years. This is her second term in DOC, CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2015, TIS release completion, 3 months. She has no disciplinary violations. Other arrest, 2000, criminal damage, Arizona, juvenile probation, 2014, drug paraphernalia, Arizona disposition unknown. Her community risk score is a G2B1.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So back to you, Ms. Gonzalez. It looks like you were released to live with, it looks like your father, Thomas Gonzalez, in Surprise?
Correct.
Okay. And then that was your initial placement. And then on March 30th, you were accepted into VIVRE, Substance Abuse Program.
Correct.
Okay, and did you go to VIVRE?
Yes.
Okay, you went over there. We have a very long, like a whole page single space typing here, so I'm going to try to skim through this pretty fast and see if I can catch some things. It looks like you were required to give urine samples, which is not unusual, and it looks like there were several. I see one in February that was positive for amphetamine, that was diluted. There was another one, it looks like, that was February 2nd, and on February 5th, again, positive for meth. And you said at that time you had smoked meth because of problems with your daughter.
Correct.
Okay. And you were, of course, directed to stop because that's violates your conditions, is to use illegal substances. And you it says you agreed to comply. You were going to go to the parole office. And did you go to SAGE? Were you attending SAGE?
Yeah, I attended SAGE and I completed the program.
Okay, when did you complete SAGE? About when? Not the exact date, but.
It's the first week of April.
First week of April, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is during. Okay. It looks like they did change your test color maybe so that you would get tested more frequently.
Correct.
But then it looks like in a couple of days later, we're talking mid-February here, then you have a sample that was positive for opiates.
Correct.
And one for morphine. Okay. I'm still reading. I'm about halfway down the page now. There was an instance here where you didn't submit a urine sample. It says you didn't get the text message on that one.
Correct. There was like a few people in my class as well who said that they didn't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sure every now and then there's probably a little mess up on that.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of people to contact. Okay, and then there were a couple more that were diluted, a couple of specimens that were diluted, and that was in early part of March. And you were, again, counseled about that. So you were sanctioned to do some 10 hours of community service. What did you do for your community service?
I didn't get around to doing my community service because my parole officer, he sanctioned me to VIVRE.
Okay. Okay, so VIVRE wasn't?
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like you were staffed a few times. You were having a hard time, it looks like, with... looks like you were having a hard time with staying away from drugs. Has that been a problem for you?
I'm sorry?
Has that been a problem for you?
It was a coping skill. I mean, like in the beginning, it says that I found something bad out about my daughter. A week after of my release, I found out that she got raped and she tried killing herself. So I wasn't able to process that. I mean, in my family, no one wanted to talk about it, and I relapsed. I mean, okay. I told my parole officer as soon as it happened, but...
Well, yeah. When you were at Sage, did they talk to you about strategies that you can use when something happens? Because you completed the Sage program, which is a pretty good program.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I talked to my counselor, and I let her know, and they were getting me to, like, they were helping me a lot. They told me that I can go to counseling with my daughter, which she's getting, she's seeing a therapist, and so it was just the whole process of starting it and just bringing it up to her that was really hard for me as well.
Okay, all right. So, I'm also reading there was an incident at Walmart where you were there with some other people.
Correct. And I was there with two other girls from the halfway house.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, we went into Walmart. I was going there to buy makeup as well as, I mean, they were. I got a phone call. The window officer told me, he's like, well, we've seen you on the phone the whole time, another girl who's hesitant, and one other girl, she was the one who was doing all the scaring. But they said that because we left all at the same time, that they had to fight us all.
Right. That makes sense. Okay. So whatever happened with that, were the charges dropped or whatever happened?
No, I had court for May. It was sometime in May, and my CO3 Ellis, he sent a letter for me to get an extension for that from when I'm released, and they granted it.
Okay. So you'll still have that to take care of when you get out.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Got it. Were you working at all, or were you just concentrating on... did you have a job?
No. For the SAGE program, it was really hard to get employment just because it was three classes a week, 3 hours, I mean, each class. So right. It was from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., so no one was really able to help, like, hold a job. For V-Rate, they have their own programming also, and for the first month, you're not allowed to leave their housing, so...
Yeah, sometimes the treatment can be pretty intense and make it difficult to get a job, so...
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to see if fellow board members have any questions for you. Does anybody have a question? Ms. Gonzalez? Okay, Ms. Gonzalez, we're coming to the end of your hearing, and I want to give you a chance to make a final statement, if you'd like to, without repeating something you've already told the board.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Just that I take full accountability for the violations and that I'm sorry. But that was it's not really an explanation, but just I'm sorry for violating.
Okay. Yeah, because it sounds like your parole officers were really working with you. They gave you many chances, it looks like.
Yeah, they were.
Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Gonzalez, the board is going to go into discussion, and all we ask is you just remain on the line there, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay. Thank you.
The board's now in discussion. Ms. Gonzalez has had looks like numerous chances. If you look at the attached report, and has had some issues with. Not being able to face some of life's issues and disappointments and frustrations and etc. And each of those times, she appears to go to drug use as her fallback position. So I'm not seeing her as a good candidate for, and she's got a sentence end date of August 5th, so once she reaches that date, she'll be free and clear. I'm not seeing her as a good candidate for supervision, but anyone here from fellow board members?
Yeah.
Seeing no input, I am going to make a motion based on information in warrant 2018W1212 and our conversation with Ms. Gonzalez, as well as information provided by Mr. Westby of the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Gonzalez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or companies, specifically by using illegal drugs numerous times while she was on supervised community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. White, Mr. Neal, Mr. Canos. Okay, Ms. Gonzalez, the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision. We show right now a community supervision end date or a release date for you of August 5th. Does that seem right for to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And August 5th, you'll be free to, you know, go move about. You won't have a parole officer to report to, and you can get on with things. We hope to never see you again. But in front of this board, you have a pretty limited criminal history, and we sure hope you can keep it that way. It's not that we don't like you, but we really hope to never see you again, especially in this capacity. So this concludes your hearing, and we'd appreciate if you give the phone back to the CO3.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.